You see this right here? Now that me in bed watching the TV box because I know my shit finna start. And I know the manager and them gonna be on some bullshit, so I'm watching How to Get Away with Murder. Now the manager wanna text and talk to me, I need everybody to come in early so we can motherfucking discuss some things or whatever. So he get me up out of bed to stand next to these motherfuckers who smell like parts sold separately and to talk about, well, we need to be better as a motherfucking team. Bitch, you couldn't have sent that in an email. You couldn't have sent that in a motherfucking group text message. You got me up out of the bed to stand next to the Walking Dead to hear this bullshit. You and your bullshit is exactly why Doug's cry. Then the overachiever wants to be talking about something. Oh, well, what can we do to be better? Quit asking all these motherfucking questions publicly, bitch. Go to him in private. I'm ready to go. You and Chrome Dome can discuss that in private. Him with this big ass head looking like he holds the secrets of the motherfucking Vatican, okay? You with this skinny ass neck, this disrespectful ass neck, this no Wi-Fi ass neck, this disconnected ass neck. Now we take it over to the goddamn Buddha quote. It's not what happens to us. It is our response to what happens, and our response is something we can choose. So I'm choosing to whoop ass.
And this whole time I'm listening to this nonsense, I'm out here trying to figure out why my gray fucking tank top is coming out blue and washing out, nigga. This whole time.
The same I just saw you put a black one on. Welcome to episode 190 of Blurs in the Hood, man. I'm your resident supervillain, Mr. J. Washington.
Nigga, this shit is black. The shit is black. I'm the swaggy blurred Winston A. Marshall. Jesus Christ.
I don't know what's happening. Oh, my God, man. Thank you, everybody who's been rocking with us. Everybody from last week. Everybody who chimed in and joined in when I jumped on air a couple days ago to explain everything that's going on.
Wow.
I jumped on the stream to explain what was going on while we were still on Twitch. Okay. Gave a lot of people a peek behind the curtain and everything of the sorts. To keep everybody informed. So okay. I wanted to do that. And then people have been, I put the clip up on YouTube. It's on the YouTube channel. If you didn't see it, please go over there, youtube.com/blurtsinthehood. If you are here for the first time, please make sure you give us a follow, all that good shit, like us, subscribe to us, whatever else you need to do. So I think that is it. Let's get right into this nigga, Winston A. Marshall.
Yeah.
Nigga moment.
Man.
Nigga.
My nigga.
What you been doing?
Nigga folding clothes. Like, look, we always been keeping it a buck here, so y'all just gonna have to excuse me while I finish up this chore real quick, because today is that day where nigga has to do all things. Gotta wear all them hats. You know what I'm saying? I'm good, y'all. I had a rough weekend on Saturday because it was the day of the funeral. So what I decided to do is I had kind of my own little private ceremony, meditation, all that kind of stuff. And it took me out, man. I made a playlist, for my grandmother and just kind of got lost in my thoughts and remembered some memories and essentially found myself walking around with her in heaven, introducing her to my other grandparents, because again, you know, she's not she was a god grandmother essentially. And you know, I really didn't want to let her go, and she was just like, you're fine, you don't need me anymore, like I've got new, thank you for introducing me to my new friends, like just you have people taking care of you, so thank you for seeing me off. And it took me out, man. And I was kind of a mess the rest of Saturday. I disappeared. If Matt is watching, Matt was panicking. He was like, has anybody heard from this nigga Winston? We ain't heard from him in days. And, you know, when me and you talked yesterday, you're like, I just assume with the shit you were dealing with that you didn't want to talk to nobody. Like, if you had wanted to talk, you would have spoke up. So, you know, other than that, like, just been working this job, which has been good. I'm glad to have... this money. That first check I think arrives on Friday, so I'm excited about that shit. But I was telling Jay, it's not hard work at all. It is tedious work, mm-hmm. is what it is. So like, I understand how to do it very easily. I'm not stumped by anything. Nothing is too hard for me to pull off, but it is just a lot of busy work to get done, and at odd hours. It's not like, okay, from 9 to 5 you're going to be locked up, deal with it, which is better for me anyway, because as auditions come up and gigs, I need to have the flexibility to be able to move kind of at will. But sometimes you do get a phone call at like 5:45, you're like, all right, here's all the shit we need done by x amount of time,
Like, you can do it in the morning, you can do it tonight, whatever you want to do. And I'm just kind of like, okay. But I appreciate my bosses. They're pretty great. They're really flexible. They're really friendly, all that kind of stuff. I am just doing everything in my power to keep every train moving simultaneously, man. Feeling more like I feel more in like air traffic controller than a pilot at this point. It's more trying to tell all the pilots where the fuck they need to be going. So that's pretty much it for me. So Mr. J. Wash.
My nigga.
Nigga moment.
Man.
Nigga. My nigga.
What you been doing?
Man, I've been ripping and running nonstop as always. And like, it got amped up even more this past weekend. Thursday night after we got off air, started chopping up some of the videos to get ready to post those, and then went to go see the Batman, as most of us did. We'll talk about that in a little bit later on the show. Friday, I was supposed to do two shows, only did one because I would have never made the second show. So shouts out to Mike Falzone. I was at the Improv doing the Surrounded crowd work show. Did that, then back to work at the nightclub. Saturday, I had to wrestle for Compton Mania. Had a dope little match. I want to show y'all something if you haven't seen it on my social media already. Shit hurts. My back is hurting. My thumb is still fucked up. My elbow is wrapped up. I'm in pain. My back
Heard the fucking announcement. That's motherfucking concrete right
there. Yes, damn. It was. It was concrete. That
is concrete. I hope he is all right. Look, bro, I said it to you once. I'll say it again in front of everybody in the fucking neighborhood, nigga. I think it's time for you to retire. I'm just saying it here. Unless you're making an old school, like, Undertaker push, though. I don't know if we talk about that nigga no more since we found out he mad racist. But I think it's time for you to just hang him up because your back, exactly. He needs some milk. That Jay's back needs some milk, goddammit, for the podcast listener BC Knight out here calling it. I am just worried about your body, man. I mean, so, you're the athlete, you're the wrestler, so.
So I did that.
I mean, you good.
I mean, I was good because immediately after the show, I had to go to Tarzana and tell jokes. Shouts out to the homie Chris Kane. It was a dope show. After the show, I had to go and work the nightclub again. So I was ripping and running all day Saturday. Sunday, I thought was going to be a day I could put ice on my shoulder, keep my wrist wrapped up, be good.
I get Question. Called. People seem confused by this. I thought Undertaker, was it that he's racist or was that he's a Trump supporter? It was something. Undertaker's
really something. He's really Trump supporter, Blue Lives Matter dude. He's a hell of a
Blue Lives Matter, which is racist to me. So that's
yeah, he's a Blue Lives Matter dude. So Sunday, I thought I was going to be able to rest and just not do anything. I get a call from my homie who was like, yo, you free? And I was like, yeah, why, what's up? It was like, yo, do you want to come do this show? So I ended up wrestling again Sunday night for Lucha Pro Wrestling. And so again,
with no back, nigga?
Man, nigga, my back was okay for the moment. That adrenaline kicks in. Any pain you have in the moment is gone. And so
this nigga was out here talking about my neck, my back, my neck and my back.
You know, and so I did all that. Monday was a bunch of just me in my head because I didn't have anything to do really Monday. And so I didn't know what to do because I'd been ripping and running nonstop. And Monday was a day with nothing. And I was like, oh, shit. I'm failing at everything. I had a quick moment like my whole career is shot. And so, again, went to the gym on Monday like a dumbass. Went to the gym today. After this, I have to do a prep call because I'm doing the virtual first impressions of Chocolate Sundays in August. So I got to do that. And then I got a show tonight at the Improv. But right now I have, like I said, I got my elbow pad on. My elbow is wrapped with a lidocaine patch on. And again, I have, like I said, my thumb is sprained a little bit. I mean, I've been able to work out with this, which is cool. Lifting has been weird, but I mean, you know, this is what I said. I said this on Facebook the other day. This is how I know this single shit is for the birds, because I need somebody to rub my goddamn back. I can't reach my lower back to use my massage gun. I'm around this motherfucking pain by myself. Nigga, do you know how hard it is trying to roll out the bed and push yourself off with one arm? Because before I had this lidocaine patch, if I put any pressure on my arm, nigga, I was in this apartment like, just in pain. And so the single shit's for the birds. But other than that, man, I got to wrestle again. I'm wrestling again in April 9th. I'm wrestling in Buena Park.
You're about to do a show in Long Beach, aren't you?
I'm doing stand-up in Long Beach.
I know, because I had some folks that were like, hey, yo, Coach Jay, he be doing stand-up? I'm like, yeah, it's kind of the thing he's kind of known for. Like, oh, shit, yeah, no, I was out here looking at tickets to go to a show, and I thought I recognized that nigga, but I wasn't sure. All right.
Yeah, man. And so, you know, I got a bunch of stand-up shit coming up this weekend. I mean, just starting tonight and everything else. And so, you know, I will say this, and we'll get to the first topic of the day. I will say the wrestling industry has had me for a total of 22 years. For 22 years, I've been a part of the wrestling industry. It's been a part of my life. I've been a wrestling fan since I was a kid. I've been in the business for 22 years. I honestly, unless something major happens, I honestly believe this may be my last year because not just because of physical health and how I feel and age, it's because my career in acting and stand-up have started to take off even more. And I don't want to jeopardize them. I am very careful in the spots I do and things I take. I mean, yes, I just gave a nigga a snap suplex on concrete. Ask me, did I really want to do that? I was like, you know what? If it's good for the show, I'm a performer. And so, I mean, depending on what happens, again, this business may have me for another year. We don't know. But again, I'm here. This is actually annoying. As much pain as I'm in, this is fucking annoying. So,
a couple things. First off, somebody says right away about this entire story and that snap suplex.
What the fuck? Oh, shit.
Second of all, the start of the show started out with Cheryl actually rating us with 6 viewers. So thank you for that, Cheryl. We appreciate you doing all that. Third of all, I just thought you should see this particular comment from Bad Smaru, who says, Jay, don't be one of them dudes that always smells like ointment.
Oh, I'm going to tell you something. I'm never going to be around this motherfucker smelling like ointment. You're not going to have that. If I put on Bengay, Icy Hot, whatever, I'm making sure it's on, but my cologne is more than that. You know what I'm saying?
Don't be that guy. Don't be the fucking Body Funk and Axe body spray, dude. Just put on layers, my nigga. You go put on Bengay and go in public. Put on like a t-shirt, an undershirt, a t-shirt, and a hoodie, and keep that inside, guy.
Again, I got to ask again, because I've been asked by a couple promotions, who do I want to wrestle? Like, what name talent do I want to wrestle? And so now that's on my mind. If I'm going to go out, I'm going out with wrestling some guys that I've been wanting to put in work with against across the ring from. Also, let's just say this. I think we may have official for the Blurs Live. I've talked to my job. So we're going to do this is for sure. I know for a fact we're doing it at the Federal in North Hollywood. I basically have the room from 7 to 11. So I'm telling you now, June 18th. Is the live Blurs June 18th? Tell your mama to wrestle Nick Gage. Let's tell you something. BC, like, tell your mama to wrestle. That nigga is crazy.
Nick Gage.
This nigga's crazy. No.
All he is crazy. That's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know.
Okay. Copy. All right. Good.
So June 18th, 7 to 11. What we're going to do is it's going to be a comedy show first from probably 8 to 9. And then from 9 to 10, 10:30, we're going to do Blurs in the Hood. So.
And then we might do some sort of like, if we got it till 11, then I'm sure we'll do some sort of like meet and greet from like 10:30 to 11.
Whatever, because then we'll be changing it over for the nightclub, et cetera, et cetera. But what we're going to do, as soon as I get the final everything together, We're going to set up ticket prices and everything because there's going to be regular admission. There's going to be VIP admission. VIP admission will give you the meet and greet shit. It will give you probably a t-shirt and something, some swag, some shit like that. We're going to get shirts made for the event, all those different things. We're going to, yes, for the international viewers, yes, Grace of Eons, we absolutely will be doing a record. We'll be recording it. I'm making sure we get everything together for that. So we're trying to have at least at a minimum 50, 75 people in there. We would love for all of y'all to come out. And
Cheryl goes, is there an early bird $5 discount for buying the tickets early? And
I don't know. We gotta set
I'm sure we'll figure it out one way or the other. We have to, now that we have the venue, now we need to go and talk about what's it going to cost to put the show on. Obviously, doing a live show is going to be a lot of work to get it prepped. So we want to make sure that we're actually making a little money off of it. We're not trying to rob nobody, but we got to make sure that it's worth it.
We have to actually upgrade. Yeah. Here's the catch thing, too. This, again, I like to pull the curtain back a little bit.
We're gonna upgrade StreamYard, right?
We have to, because we got to have the multiple cameras. We got to have the multiple cameras on the one account. So we're going to have to upgrade. But it's probably, all those different things. But nonetheless, so many people have been asking about this. And again, mark it on your calendar, June 18th. So if you need to try to get flights and all this other shit.
Fam, LA for Juneteenth, we about to tear this bitch up, bro. Like, I'm trying to tell y'all, like, let's go.
So just let y'all know, those are the plans and everything. So yeah, we're going to have that.
Oh, shit. I just thought about something. Nigga, you for one night and one night only, Jay's opening a comedy club.
Nigga, what did you talk about?
Fuck you. Oh, fuck you, fuck you.
Oh, hey, fuck you.
I'm just saying, bro, for one night and one night only.
This bitch.
Streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/tip. If you want to get in some monetary donation support, get your questions and everything, and we'll ask someone a little bit later. If you want to do the whole bits and all that shit, the Twitch thing, I don't know how that fully works, but he'll tell you about that. All right. Real quick, out the gate, let me go ahead and switch that back over because I just realized I was looking at what I wanted to look at. Happy International Women's Day, okay? March 8th is International Women's Day. This is also Women's History Month, by the way. So I wanted to make sure that we took a moment out of the show to celebrate the ladies. Give it up for the ladies! That's why I titled the episode that.
I saw that. I was really concerned. Honestly, when we were doing this segment, Jay, I won't lie, I was super concerned you were going to come in like this.
Where the bitches at? It's supposed to be titties. Where the fucking titties and the bitches?
Like, okay. I just want to say for the record,
I thought about it.
I was very concerned that's how you were going to introduce this, and I'm glad you didn't. But yo,
International Women's Day to the bitches.
But I am obviously, y'all know us, y'all know where we stand on things, stuff like that. But this is a massive shout out to all the incredible ladies. Obviously, all of the ones on those platforms, you know, Kamala Harris, Rihanna, like, you know, Malala, like, all the women that are doing stuff on the big stuff, but all the women in our day-to-day lives that are fucking killing it, man. Kristen, of course, my mom's, Zoe, and of course, our mod, Cheryl. Like, the number of incredible women that are here that are a part of the neighborhood, we, as a society, only function because y'all are that legit. Y'all are that absolutely incredible. So thank you, and I hope you had a wonderful day today. Go ahead, Jay. What you got to say?
I'd like to say this. On behalf of Blurts in the Hood and for National International Women's Day, fellas, if you have a woman in your life and you can spoil her and please her today, clean up, do laundry, cook dinner, everything, rub her feet. And if you just happen to get freaky and, you know, you go down, stay down there. If she wraps her legs around you and her thighs get tight like a boa constrictor, it is National International Women. It is International Women's Day. You let her do that. Or you can be like Deadpool and get pegged. Remember that when that nigga was like, Also, I saw this and I thought I wanted to print this up. It says, being a woman itself is a superwoman's power. Happy Women's Day to the superheroes in my life. There are so many women. I am blessed and fortunate enough. My mom, rest in peace. My grandmother, rest in peace. So many women. My kids' moms. You know, y'all hear me joking shit a lot about them, but to Tiff and Treese, you know, y'all are amazing. I don't know if either one of y'all are watching this. My son might tell, yo, mom, pop's talking about you on air, and hopefully she don't think it's bad. But
your son don't watch the show, and you know how I know he don't watch the show? Because he be calling you at 6:15.
This is true. This nigga don't watch the show. You're right. You're fair. You're fair. The nigga don't watch the show. You're right. I forgot about that.
The sheer number of times he calls you as the show starts is like the funniest bit that I am concerned sometimes that he is doing it on purpose. Like,
you're right. You're absolutely right. You know, I'd be like, nigga, I am live right now. Oh, my bad. But again, to the women who I have known who have helped to help me to evolve in my career, there are a lot of things I would not have done without some incredible women in my life that I've met, the mentorship I've received, the guidance that I've received. You know, you get it from guys all the time, and that goes without saying. But I always will credit the women who push me to be better. One in particular, Jen Sturgeon, man. I just had to talk to her. Everybody knows me and her relationship. That's like my sister. And so, like, pushing me, you know, above that, out of different things. Danny Fernandez, so many people. And so I just wanted to make sure we did that on this show. All right.
Absolutely, man. You know, again, a lot of incredible women all over the world, obviously, but you know, in our own backyards that have made us you know, the two acceptable dudes that we are today. It's because these women have checked us and made us better and have shown their light oh so brightly. So this your day. I hope you had a wonderful one. I am so grateful that our recap is after this next story, because I wouldn't want to go from International Women's Day to that asshole being an asshole.
Oh, you switched. Oh, yeah, we did. Okay, cool.
I didn't, but you.
I'm glad I noticed, because I was.
You were right. About to hit that asset, bitch. I am very aware.
Yeah, let me make sure we didn't go to that. Okay, so you haven't heard. Atlanta Falcons wide receiver Calvin Ridley has been suspended for the entire 2022 season because he was betting on games. Now, here's the problem. He forgoes $11 million for, this is what Calvin Ridley has said on Twitter. I bet $1,500 total. I don't have a gambling problem. I couldn't even watch football at that point. Just going to be more healthy when I come back. But people kept assuming, bro. They were like, hey, was this nigga betting? Hold on. Watch this.
And the out route, that one cleaner for Calvin Ridley. Flag is thrown as Ridley cuts it back and then heads towards the stepping out at the... 3 minutes left. Over the middle, and again, it's Ridley. They say yes. Oh, what a beauty.
Because of the run block. It's a blitz coming. Now they back off, and Ryan hits Ridley. Oh, what a move. Calvin Ridley, look at this. Inside the 30. Does he have enough speed? The 20. Ridley is down.
That last one, bro.
That's a couple one. Of you looking like, hey, fam. Did you?
But I'll tell you this, because there's another part of the story that people are talking about a lot. And let me actually pull up the tweet real quick. I will share it on the screen.
Oh, are you talking about the comparison of punishment?
Yes, yes. So that very, very specifically, here we go. So let me hit that screen share. So, of course, as you know, as Jay just said, he will be suspended from the league for a full season. But look at this. And someone pointed this out. Ray Rice, I think he's knocking out his fiance 2 games. Adrian Peterson, felony child abuse, 6 games. Greg Hardy, beating his girlfriend and throwing her on a bed of assault weapons, 10 games reduced to 4. Ezekiel Elliott, winning a woman, 6 games. Calvin Ridley, 17 games for using FanDuel or DraftKings or whichever one he used. And Josh Gordon, 6 seasons for smoking weed. So a lot of people are pointing out the fact that the NFL does not have its priorities in order. Now, on the one hand, as far as the gambling and why I could see that being a year punishment, one, it is very succinctly laid out in the CBA. If you are in the NFL, you are not betting on NFL fucking games at any point. Even though he was on the exempt list, he is still an active member of the NFL. So you're a moron. It's in the rules. You shouldn't have been doing that shit. Go bet on the fucking NBA and shit, bro. Like, what are you doing? Because of footage like that, now all of a sudden, some of his shit looks mad suspect. And now everybody's like, is the NFL rigged?
Hey, guys, I just want to say before we go any further, this section of Blurs in the Hood is brought to you by DraftKings. And so, what?
I fucking hate you so much. I hate you with all my heart. Nigga, don't do that, because unless they paying us, they don't get no goddamn free, a funny joke, but they ain't getting no free ass publicity unless they called you up and said, nigga, you do a story about Calvin Ridley, a fair dude, fine. We will sponsor you. Unless that's what that is, you get that shit off my screen, sir. So that's on the one end. But on the other end, like we just saw from those tweets, that's insane. That essentially gambling, and not a gambling problem, not like he spent all of his millions and all that kind of shit, but someone using an app gambling thing and someone smoking weed, you see miss years.
Yeah.
And someone is hitting a woman or hitting a child or whatever, and they're getting a game or two. Yeah. That shit's fucking backwards, man.
So people are talking about, hey, look at Calvin Rose. If you realize, if you remember, Pete Rose, he's banned from the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame for betting on games as well. So people, the jokes that have been coming out about Calvin Ridley for the past 48 hours have been some amazing shit, bro.
Pete, real quick, kid Connor, is it confirmed he bet on NFL games? Yes, it is. He including a parlay that included the Falcons winning a game. And that's one. That's how you know that he really didn't have no problem, because if he was betting the Falcons were winning, he was on the team. He knows how they gonna do.
Hey, Calvin, you gonna bet on the? Hey man, I got some money that the Falcons win. You gonna take this bet? And Calvin really was like,
bitch, bet, motherfucker, bet, nigga, bet it, bitch, bet, fuck you, bet.
No, it's one of my favorite fucking bits. That is one of my favorite fucking bits, bro. I fucking love it.
Bet, motherfucker, bet, nigga, bet it, bitch, bet, fuck you, bet.
Fuck you, bet.
Bro, that shit is so fucking funny, man. Like, absolutely. Now, real quick, before we go to our next topic, just because we're in the sports world, man, a lot of big news. Aaron Rodgers re-signed for 4 years, $200 million, so you ain't getting rid of him, nigga. Sorry about that. But the biggest news by far, bro, Russell Wilson getting traded to the motherfucking Broncos. And you heard about everything that went along with it, right?
Emotional, damn it.
Why? Did you think you were going to get Russell Wilson?
Emotional, damn it.
Okay, so you actually thought you were getting Russell Wilson, is essentially what you're implying. I don't know where you got that from, but Supposedly, it was actually between Rodgers and Wilson. And I guess just from knowing that it was going to be a bigger deal trying to make all that shit happen, they said, nah, fuck it. We're good. They went with Russell Wilson instead.
Russell Wilson also makes history as the first player to ever go to the team that he beat to win a Super Bowl.
Oh, that's kind of dope. I didn't know that. That's actually kind of dope in a certain way, to be honest with you. But like, So this is what it was all for. The Broncos get Russell Wilson in a 4th round pick. Then they have to get Seattle.
Shit.
What? And they cut Bobby Wagner. Holy shit. They are in full fucking rebuild. Seattle got Drew Lock, the quarterback Drew Lock, the tight end Noah Fant, the defensive lineman Shelby Harris, 2 first-round picks, 2 second-round picks, and a 5th-round pick. Now, here's the thing that's kind of genius about this. Remember, they traded away Von Miller for a 2nd and a 3rd over to Los Angeles. That helps curb some of the damage you just took from all them picks you just gave.
Yes,
and on top of that, I don't know if you've been watching, Von Miller been tweeting the last couple days all this cryptic shit, like he going back to Denver, nigga. So he went and got himself a ring, and now he about to come back to Denver.
Nigga, only signed for a year.
So he's and so the whole so everybody's like, who the fuck told Von Miller about this a day early? He out here telling everybody about what's going on. So all of a sudden, A, the NFC is now devoid of like really good quarterbacks because Tom Brady retired. Dak Prescott's too fucking finicky. All you really got left that's like in that elite category or in that conversation potentially is Aaron Rodgers. The rest of the fucking starting quarterbacks for the rest of the NFC are like okay at best and suspect otherwise.
Please believe me. Please believe me.
Or they're young. And they're still figuring it out. But the AFC West just alone, Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Russell Wilson, and fucking, and you, I'll give you Derek Carr. He's like not bad. He's okay.
I mean, he's not bad though. Yeah. I mean, yeah. All things considered with the Raiders, Derek Carr is not terrible. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you look at the AFC West, you're around this motherfucker.
I'm upset. 50,000 on my head is disrespect.
Bro, look at what Denver did as far as their record, and they still did some shit, and that was with Teddy Bridgewater, who's okay. He's not great. He's not Russell Wilson good, but he's like not bad. So now you're giving them like a legitimate Super Bowl winning quarterback. Like, bro, Denver could be out here they could potentially come and that AFC West is going to be how the AFC North used to be with the Steelers and the Bengals and the Ravens, where it's just like all three of them fighting, and only recently have the Browns become relevant. Like that's like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know who's about to come up in here in a minute with you saying that. You already know what's about to happen in a second.
This bullshit needs to stop now.
Nigga, bat signal going off of Ben Thompson's ears right now.
The bat signal. It's funny that you bring that up, bro. I mean, we could just jump right into that and come back to the last topic if you just going to mention the bat signal. You did a perfect transition there, bro.
The Batman. It dropped this past weekend. It has raised so far, I think it's what is it? Is it at 200 million?
254
globally for its box office. Many people have praised this film. This film has been met split. This is, let's just be honest, this has not been a cross-the-board film. Many have either praised it, some have found the flaw in its runtime, some have actually given praise and said that Pattinson has become their best Batman. Also, one of the biggest things is Zoe Kravitz is a Catwoman. She is a standout performer within the whole film. I want to make sure before I say this next part, we're not going to go full in depth. We're going to do a spoiler review just so y'all know. But these two niggas here, the Riddler and the Penguin. Colin Farrell can get nominated for an Oscar for this.
So can Paul Dano, bro. They both fucking went off. They snapped like a motherfucker.
Here's my thing about Paul Dano, though. Here's my only thing about Paul Dano.
What about it?
Real school shooter vibes. Real average nigga on Twitter vibes.
But that's the point.
I know. I get it.
Literally the point. Like, again, we'll do our spoiler review, but if you remember the final fight, my nigga, that all comes into play. So all that being said, I mean, look, you're looking at 86.
500 followers, nigga. I was like, oh, this nigga.
It was
stand-up.
Five. Nigga, it was five. It may have been 500. But either way, it's at 86% from the critics and 89% from the audience.
Do me a favor. Look at that critics number again. Do me a favor. Look at the bottom. How many critics?
396.
Okay. I wanted to bring that up because people always do that. When they hear the number, they want to go one way or another. And I'm like, yes, the number says a thing, but you also need to know the amount of Rotten Tomatoes approved critics who were able to give their voice to it.
No, for sure. I mean, and so again, we'll get into the full nitty gritty. We kind of started to talk about this with the Chad on Thursday, but there's a number of people that have been part of the controversy behind the Batman. It comes both from a previous Batman film and this one. The first one and this one. Well, yeah, we'll talk about the previous one. That's fine. So this is not Zoe Kravitz's first attempt at playing Catwoman. She actually had, went and asked to get an audition to be Catwoman in The Dark Knight Rises. But she was told from the team, no specifics if it was Nolan or the casting director, but she was told she was too urban to be Catwoman. So they didn't even allow her to audition. And she's talked about in interviews how that really fucked with her pretty hardcore, and it messed with her head because she's just like, I just wanted to be a part of this universe and I thought I would kill the role, and to be told I can't because the color of my skin is insane. And so
yes, looks and by the way,
now
because by the way, did,
yeah,
that's exactly what they mean. The color of her skin when they say,
oh, she's would you say urban? Urban? Yeah, because the thing is, have you met Zoe Kravitz? Zoe Kravitz is as far from ghetto as is ever been ghetto. It was purely because she's black. Mm-hmm. They just did, they couldn't say, nah, you black. So they said urban. They do it all the time. Mm-hmm. Because they'll, Jay, how many times have you been in an audition? Like, can you urban it up for us a little bit?
I'm sorry, would you like me to become a Negro on the street? My God, I'm appalled to such things. Your assumption that I am of the ghetto and that the urban level would dictate how I need to present in this demeanor, whatever do you mean, sir?
Well, I mean, right, what this comment says right now, too urban for Gotham City, for Gotham fucking city. Bro. But all that being said, so this has been where the Y'all-Qaeda has lost their ever lover fucking mind about this film, where they're saying they hate this film because the only good white people were Batman and Alfred, like that stupid Chad said, but then every other white person is evil, and then you made Commissioner Gordon black, you made Catwoman black, you made
here's the one thing people keep forgetting. Nigga, there's another good white person people keep forgetting. The random old white lady that is now in Wayne Manor. Nigga, yes, Cora, the white lady that is in Wayne Manor now. Nigga, yes, that is how.
What, oh, the maid. The maid.
The maid. You. Nigga.
You ain't shit. You ain't shit. You just know.
But my thing is, again, when did a maid come in Wayne Manor? Nigga, it has always been just Bruce and Alfred because Bruce can come back in the middle of the night, beat the fuck up, walk around Wayne Manor with just bat boots on and bruises, and Alfred is just like, God damn it, Bruce. And then now you got some old lady named Cora was like, would you like some milk? Like, you can't just tell us.
But I just, my whole thing that's so stupid about that is, first of all, if you decide. That's a good point.
Yeah, Spidey sister, does the maid know?
I am curious about that, if the maid knows or not. But what's so stupid about that fucking statement and all that stupid shit is like, oh, it's so woke Hollywood doing the. First of all, as you saw, you're going to sit here and pretend like Zoe Kravitz didn't fucking just smash on that role, that Jeffrey Wright didn't just come in and smash on that fucking role. And also, are you aware of what Gotham is? Gotham is literally nothing but corrupt ass motherfuckers. Everybody
got top dirty. To the bottom.
Why do you think the League of Shadows wants to obliterate it? Their whole thing is they don't just murder to murder, they murder to get rid of sinners. They're like, y'all are doing too much. We burn Rome. We burn fucking Babylon. They literally take out civilizations because they've gotten too corrupt. And that's what Gotham is. So why are you so fucking confused by the fact that
also you're mad that a black cop isn't corrupt in Gotham City? Excuse me? A black cop in Gotham City. That nigga should be the first one to be taking bribes. That nigga's
wait, what?
If I'm a black cop in Gotham City, shit's bad anyway, nigga.
Nigga, what did you talk about?
Nigga, it's Gotham, nigga. Also, to say, look, let's not act like Eartha Kitt is not the one of the benchmarks for Catwoman. Let's not do that. For as much shit as we talk about the film, Halle Berry still played a Catwoman. So we're not gonna act like.
Yeah, Sinan, but I thought we don't talk about that film, bro. I thought we don't.
You know, okay.
I don't.
Even though he voices it, it's a great.
Well, you know what? Halle Berry is mixed, so it was equal parts bad black Catwoman is equal parts white bad white Catwoman. Everybody lost on that one, bro. They nullified themselves. I've never seen it. All I saw recently, I was watching like a top 10 worst films of the worst film of each year,
you know,
from 2000 to 2021. Like, and they saw Catwoman jumping around, and then the basketball scene. I just saw her do the basketball dunk as a cat. And I was like, what the fuck was this movie?
This is probably the only time I ever say this on behalf of black and white people. When it comes to Catwoman, don't say it's equally bad on both parts.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby. Don't you put that on us.
Don't you do that. Don't you do that.
Dude, no. All right,
let's move on.
Both of her sides failed her in that one, bro.
We will be doing a full Batman spoiler review. We'll be dropping on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/blurredinthehood. So we advise y'all to go ahead and subscribe over there. All right.
Yep.
We've been doing this like a past running 3-4 shows, and it's just been...
It was the gift that kept on giving, dog. So go ahead and throw up that asset, bro.
The Love is Blind reunion happened, nigga. And oh my God, did everyone wonder what it was going to be. I think we all know. So Shayna gave one of the best.
That fucking face. You grabbed that one of all the ones, bro.
And Love is Blurry, nigga. Like, Shayna ended up, she didn't want to. And so again, she talks about Kyle. She talks about how she felt. She says, I felt manipulated by you bringing out your mother's engagement ring. Bitch, you didn't have to say yes. You did not have to say yes.
That was. I get what she's saying, but I think that's a bunch of bullshit, because think about this. If the whole point of it was like love and he was like, I genuinely really like this girl and I genuinely feel like this is someone I want to potentially marry. I don't understand how, like, it didn't sound like you were like out and not talking anymore. You took another date from him and shit. So I don't know. Miss me with that shit, bro.
Captain Cocaine, AKA Shane. Now, when he was discussed about the words that he said that led to the breakup between him and Natalie, he was like, the words that I used, they didn't come out of nowhere. So basically Natalie was like, yo, you full of shit. Cause again, she also noticed the way that he flirted with Shayna. Now,
yeah, well, there's one other thing about it that's really interesting with Shane, though, is that when you were watching him, he started berating Natalie about like, well, you had a part of it too. You had a part of it too. Now, mind you, I don't necessarily disagree with him that Natalie, if you notice, just from someone that's like a big love languages guy, you could tell that he's a words of affirmation person. He wanted her to be like, I find you sexy. I think you're smart. I think you're funny. She's always just fucking ribbing him 24/7. And he was like, yo, can you say like one nice thing to me? So I'm not saying that that is not a thing that was plaguing him, but nigga, just because someone didn't tell you some shit like that does not mean you get to get blackout drunk and start verbally berating the shit out of her. This is
very true. Very true.
You can go fuck yourself on that shit.
Nick and Danielle are still together as of the reunion, and you come to find out Nick's the party animal now. She was like,
"Yo, go back to the main photo you had, bro. Look at Nick's shoe game. Look at Nick and my boy.
With the threes. No, look at Jared with the ones.
Yeah, I saw that too. I also love how both couples inadvertently like matched up. Like the supposedly could." Yeah, well, no, just like where they both did, one did a full cut. They both each did a full color. They said that they didn't do that on purpose, but like I would bet the producers were like, hey, y'all should like pick a color and come in together like this. But I was fine.
We brought up Ayana. Now, remember, one of the biggest things with Ayana and Jared was she had some past issues she was dealing with. She opened up about how she had been violated before, et cetera, et cetera. And said she wanted to wait until marriage, until they had sex. Well, we found out. Weird sex in Mexico.
Yeah, she apparently, they were like, just one time, but you know, it was essentially like, we had to try before we buy, make sure, you know, and nigga, they did it the one time.
That nigga broke her back off, knew it was going to be that one time. Let me tell you something real quick, ladies and gentlemen. I know we on a tight schedule today. If you know you only got one shot to make it count, because it's like, if it don't work, like, if it ain't good, this ain't going no further. And I'm in Mexico on a... I'm trying to make Trey Songz got a song called I Bet the Neighbors Know My Name. Nigga, the producers are going to be like, what is Jared doing 3 blocks away? They be like, yo, who the fuck he calling Jay and Jesus at the same time? It's the woman I'm fucking. Nigga, I don't blame Jared. You put on, she little too? She's smaller than me. You supposed to jump. Right. Go ahead.
Emotional, damn it.
Shit, that nigga had me scared, but I held my own. Fuck that.
I feel like that was Yana at the end of it.
Because I bet you she probably had all that. Because again, just as much as he was ready, she probably had it built up too, and she probably rode this nigga through all of the resort.
Hey, this ain't after dark, nigga. Stop it. Stop it.
What I'm just saying.
You're the one that said you got to be out of here on time, nigga. So we got to get to the last fucking moron going through.
Which
this,
I've saved it all the way through. So this dickhead. This nigga knows what he's doing. I believe it in my heart. He knows he's the villain, and he's running with it. Now, he has constantly kept trying to come out and say that it's been the editors, it's the way they cut the show, Nick Lachey and all them trying to make it. Now, because they were like, because both Nick and Vanessa Lachey were like, yo, do you realize what show you're on? He was like, yeah, I wanted to be partially blind with love. But also, come to find out, Kyle was like, when it came to Deep, he was like, yo, I wish I'd have saw what was it right in front of me all alone. They are now dating.
Oh, but, since when?
It's been afterwards, after reunion, all it's been on the social media and stuff.
I'm going to look right now, nigga. I don't believe you.
So when it came to saying, you know, love is partially blind, Vanessa got to running this nigga to the ground and asked, well, what if she's mangled in an accident? What if she gains weight? It was like, yeah. But here was the part that made everybody be like, yo, Nick Lachey finna fuck this nigga up. Shake said, unfortunately, the only one I'm attracted to is Vanessa.
He's talking about all of the women
out of
in Love is Blind.
All the women. Yeah. He said, the only one I'm attracted to.
Bro, the ultimate bar was the comeback. Did you bring the comeback with the thing that Nick had? Nick Lachey hit back? So
no,
Nick Lachey said, fucking thank God you take care of, that you only allowed to take care of animals because you don't know how to treat human beings, bro. And I was like, yo, where did Nick Lachey get that bar from out of nowhere? Because I completely forgot. I was like, the fuck does that mean? And I was like, oh shit, he's a vet. I was like, and then Shake was like, the vet community's not going to like you for that. He's like, hey, I like vets. That's like me. I don't like your ass. Like, bro, Nick Lachey was about to fuck that dude up.
Hey, man, don't you let, what is he, 98 degrees?
I think he was 98 degrees.
He's 98 degrees, right? Yeah, he's 98 degrees. Boy, that nigga's about to get 103 on Shake's ass. And so, to
you
sit there.
Stupid, bro. You're so stupid.
I just, this whole thing. Oh, I don't know if you know this. It just dropped today. Season 3 has filmed. Season 3 will be coming out. And guess where Season 3 is based out of?
I don't know where.
Dallas.
Nigga, what? That's hilarious.
Season 2 is Chicago. Season 3 is Dallas.
I mean, I'm here for it. I'm super excited. I don't know if you knew this, but my homegirl T, I mean, she's your homegirl too. She edited season 3.
Oh, sister, she know everything already.
She know everything. So yeah,
she know everything?
Everything. So okay. I'm like, as the season, once the season's all done, I'm going to ask her questions. I'm not going to ask her before. I'm not going to ask her during. I will ask her once it's all over. What else I need to know?
What did you take out that we didn't see? You know what I want to see? You know who I want to talk to? The editors of Too Hot to Handle. I want to know how much fucking do they really have to take out.
That's the thing. A number of editors I know that edit reality shows, especially ones where people be fucking, is like, oh yeah, like, I mean, they sign a waiver, so you see everything. She's like, I have watched straight porn. Like, I have seen straight porn. But obviously, that's the whole point. It's confidential. You have to edit that out so they're not whatever. But they're very aware that they are on camera when that shit happens. Like, they have to sign something.
Nigga, my spank bag would be like, hey, man, look. Hey, if this was 90, if this was like 2004 and I was an editor, I'd be like, hey, man, I got this blank and blank sex tape. Where'd you get it from? Mind your business. Like,
nah, you ain't. But see, that's exactly how you get super sued. Because in the same way that they sign, hey, I'm going to be on whatever. True. You sign something that if you expose that shit, oh, they own you. They own you, bruh. Don't you even put that evil out there, Ricky Bobby. Don't you put that on yourself. Like,
all right, let's get to these Streamlabs. We don't have much. Alberto Rios, thank you so much. Elites SBL, who's resubscribed, thank you. Devil D Ham gifted a bunch of subs. We appreciate you. And Black Taurus for 10 bits. Thank you guys as well.
There was a couple more. Jimmy Nails dropped two gifted subs. Thank you so much, Jimmy. Sorry. I was also supposed to do this two times.
What the fuck?
Oh, shit.
Save the second one for a minute. I also got to do this. Damn, no response. You good over there? You worried about the time?
I don't know my motherfucking time.
Ayo, but mad shout out, man. I'm looking right now at our numbers. We're almost at 900 followers over here on Twitch, man. This is growing out pretty rapidly, bro. So I'm glad to hear it. Thank you to all the new people that are watching the show, because Lord, how y'all still stuck around with our crazy asses? It says something about yourself. That's all I'll say in that regard, man.
And now, an ode to Karens, brought to you by Blurreds in the Hood. Now, before we go into this dedication, you must be asking yourself, well, what is a Karen, and what does it mean? Well, Karen is a mocking slang term for an entitled, obnoxious, middle-aged white woman, especially as featured in memes. Karen is generally stereotyped as having a blonde bob haircut. Asking to speak to retail and restaurant managers to voice complaints or make demands, and being a nagging, often divorced mother from Generation X. Karens most notably have been known now to call the police on black people when they're just doing this thing called living. You know, something that God allowed them to do. This includes Barbecue Becky, Permit Patty, Sleepin' Sarah, and a host of others. And typically, Karens feel that because they are white women, they are entitled to do whatever they want and make life choices based on their insecurities as well as fears. Well, here are a few moments of wild Karens caught in their natural habitat.
Shout out to the homie Dwayne Berg, who said, yo, Shake knew exactly what he was doing, and he gonna make a grip off of this. How much you want to bet he's at ECD of, what's the ECD?
Electric, I thought it was EDC, Electric Daisy Carnival. ECD of Coachella next year? I don't know.
I wouldn't be surprised. He meant EDC. Yeah,
or some people, EDC or Coachella. That's, yeah.
Yeah, some people tend to fucking, you know what I'm saying, profit off these reality shows. Some want to. Some don't. Again, some want to go and do that and do what they did, and just it is what it is. All right. Here's your Karen for today. Nigga, first of all,
oh shit.
I'm not a nigga that like a lot of sauce on his pizza anyway, but you're not finna shove. You ain't gotta shove pizza. And Shorty was like, yo, don't you look, anytime we get a Karen or a Chad that has immediate and instant retribution, and somehow the universe gets over on them, I feel it's a better day.
So she was complaining because they didn't put enough sauce on
the pizza. She felt there wasn't no sauce on her pizza. And the girl was like, it's
so
soft.
She thought that was acceptable to then throw it on the people. Okay. Well, okay. The only thing funnier than that is Scarlett took a tumble, bro. Because, like, she didn't push her. She just got in her face, and she kind of tripped over herself.
Hey, she felt like, so, Kevin Hart said, Shaq be falling. Look at them legs. Both of them legs went in the air together. And it was like, oh.
Oh, no.
No. Oh, no.
Bro. Oh, fucking A. That shit is hilarious. I bet you, too. What is this? I bet you, what is this? Oh, that was you. This is what she looked like at by the time that she was done falling to that ground. Like your homie selling the suplexes. Oh, like that was her when it was.
I just want to say for the record also, this is something people don't get. There's a part of a suplex where the other person has to move a little, jump a little. The majority of getting him over like that was me literally strength lifting him over.
Because he didn't jump.
So, nigga, that's all muck, nigga. That's all strumpf, nigga. All this strumpf. All
bitch, bet, bet, bet. Motherfucker, bet, bet. Nigga, bet, bet. Bet it, bitch. Bet, bet. Fuck you, bet, bet.
Please believe me.
Yeah, I'll believe you the way I believe that these are real runs.
And the out route, that one cleaner for Calvin Ridley. Flag is thrown as Ridley cuts it back and then heads towards the stepping out at the... 3 minutes left! Over the middle, and again, it's Ridley. They say yes! Oh, what a beauty!
Because of the run block, it's a blitz coming. Now they back off, and Ryan hits Ridley. Oh, what a move! Calvin Ridley! Look at this! Inside the 30, does he have enough speed? The 20, Ridley is down.
You know how he fucked that last one up? Because the announcer was like, Calvin Ridley, he's at the 30, he's at the 25, he's kind of turning around, and oh, I guess he's going to go down, y'all. Okay, cool, bye.
Speaking of which, I got to get ready to get up out of here. So listen, follow me Twitter, Instagram, and Mr. J. Washington. The newest episode of the Mad Titan Podcast is available. It's me by myself. Again, we will be recording our Batman review. It should be up tomorrow-ish sometime. So I won't know exactly what time, but check out the YouTube channel, the Blurs and the Hood YouTube channel for that. Tonight, if you're in L.A., I will be at the Hollywood Improv at 9:30. And I will be wrapped up in all this, hopefully all this lidocaine on my elbow stays, because I barely slept, nigga. I was in so much pain in my sleep. Nigga, do you know how hard it is to try to lay down, beat off, and then go to sleep when your other elbow hurts? I'm sorry.
Emotional damage.
Yo, hold up. Time out.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. Anyways, all of that, we'll be back on Thursday. He's going to close it out. I'm pretty sure he's going to play this some serious chicken because that's what...
Do not come.
I hate you so much.
Get out of here, man. You got to go. All right, y'all. So you already know what it is. You know where to find me. Anywhere and everywhere the Swaggy Blurs are sold. Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Twitch, all that good stuff. I obviously, just because stuff's been a little chaotic, I'm going to try to do my stream tomorrow, my Wednesday stream, Wednesday morning. But honestly, as much work as I have, I've had to kind of shift focus just a little bit. So I will keep you posted about that. If I'm going live, I will tweet out about me going live. It'll be around 10, 11 at the latest. But yeah, that's pretty much everything, y'all. Thank you so much for watching episode 190 of Blurs in the Hood. We appreciate each and every single one of y'all. Let me double check, make sure no other Streamlabs or anything came in. Jump to the tip. Let's see. Nope. Looks like we got everything. Jay had mentioned everything. So once again, thank you so much. We will see you on Thursday here, twitch.tv/blurs in the hood. For another episode, y'all. So y'all have a good rest of your day. We out here. Bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch.
bitch. Bye, bitch.
Yeah. Damn, she got some big ass titties.
God damn, she got some big titties.
Dad!
Who the hell is that?
Come on now.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
Dad! Doja Cat.
Doja Cat. Damn, she got some big titties. God damn, she got some big titties.
God damn.
God damn, she got some big titties. Big titties. Big titties. God damn, she got some big titties. God damn, she got some big titties. God damn, she got some big titties. Big titties. Big titties.
God damn.
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 Big titties. God damn.